Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, we're seeing clear skies with warm temperatures, especially in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem also enjoys pleasant weather, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Mojtaba Khamenei praises Hezbollah, calls for continued jihad and attacks against Israel, according to a report from the Jerusalem Post just under an hour ago. Also, earlier this hour, footage reveals Netanyahu reined in Lindsey Graham's push to widen the Iran conflict, as reported by Ynet. Also this hour, the Royal Commission wraps up security hearings today, says the Australian Jewish News. Separately, two mosques burned in the West Bank on Sunday. Forward reports from earlier today. Graffiti was left behind. And finally, from JTA, Israel's scorching summer sees schools out, surfs up, but fears of war returning loom. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reporting 47 minutes ago that IDF Bedouin trackers discovered Iranian passports on operatives killed near the Lebanon border. The trackers also found Hezbollah explosives and surveillance equipment. A.G. Hamilton, a political analyst, noted 16 minutes ago that the Islamic Republic's lobbying tries to manipulate narratives impacting American interests. Yashar Ali, a journalist, posted 24 minutes ago, emphasizing the importance of collective awareness on pressing issues. Now for more on those stories, starting with Khamenei's statements. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's supreme leader calls for sustained resistance against Israel. This statement could escalate tensions in the region, urging Hezbollah to increase its activities. The situation remains volatile, impacting regional security and diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, in a significant revelation from Ynet, unreleased documentary footage shows Netanyahu's efforts to moderate Graham's aggressive stance on Iran. This involves complex interactions between the late senator, Israeli intelligence, and U.S. leadership. The footage highlights the diplomatic balancing act Israel faces in maintaining international relations. Turning to the Royal Commission, the Australian Jewish News notes the conclusion of hearings on security arrangements for Jewish communities. The discussions focused on government funding and police coordination. These findings could influence future policies to protect Jewish communities more effectively. In other news, Forward reports on the recent attacks on mosques in the West Bank. This incident fuels tensions and could lead to further unrest in the area. The need for dialogue and de-escalation is critical to prevent further violence. And as JTA highlights, while Israelis enjoy summer activities, the looming threat of conflict casts a shadow. With Iran targeting other Middle Eastern countries, the potential for war impacts both daily life and regional dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli defense tech is rapidly advancing, using battlefield lessons to develop new technologies. This initiative strengthens Israel's defense capabilities amid evolving threats. Separately, Walla Business informs that Monday.com is cutting about 20% of its workforce, affecting over 600 employees globally. This move signifies major restructuring within the tech giant. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, oil prices continue to rise, driven by Gulf tensions. This escalation affects global markets with implications for energy costs and the dollar-shekel exchange rate. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.